Coach, just heard about the news of Trey Lyles. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think he's deserving. You know, part of he's in a position where, you know, there's other players on our team that are in that position. So, you know, in one sense, it's harder for him because he didn't get an opportunity to play out of the gate. As much, he still played, which I think is, you know, we wanted to give our young guys an opportunity. And to his credit, when, you know, when an injury occurred, or two of them actually, he was ready to go. And I think he stepped in and did a real good job. And, you know, I think he's been rewarded for that. I'm glad that people recognize that.
Now, having played fewer minutes recently because everyone is healthy, has he taken that well?
He's taken it great. I mean, that's one of the things when we talk about someone, you know, there's always an assumption that if you're not starting, you're not playing, that, you know, and it's human nature, right? I mean, guys, you want guys to have a competitive spirit where they want to be out there. But at the same time, I think all of our guys have been great about, you know, understanding, you know, that those are tough decisions a lot of times that I have to make. Sometimes they make them easy because one guy outperforms another guy. Sometimes they're hard, and, you know, you don't know if you're quote-unquote right or wrong when you've got guys. And a lot of times for us, it's, like I said, it's been situational, and he's been ready to go in all those situations, which is, and he's been unbelievably supportive of the other guys in the team.
Has he made it harder for you to make that choice based on his play?
I think earlier in the year, it's like anybody, you know, you have good games and bad games, but especially for a rookie, and a lot of the pressure that gets put on you playing short minutes, you don't have an opportunity to make mistakes. And defensively, if you make two mistakes, you go down to the other end. Offensively, you may not get an opportunity necessarily to atone for those mistakes because you may not see the ball. You know, defense, you're always going to have to guard your guy. And so I think that process is oftentimes difficult for players that have played extensive minutes because they're used to having multiple opportunities, and that's just not the case when you're playing less minutes.
What challenges does Danilo Gallinari present you tonight?
Well, a lot of them. I think that's the primary challenge, is his versatility. You know, he's able to hit the three. He can post up. He can play pick and roll. You know, one of the things that he does as well as anybody is get to the foul line. You've got to play him without fouling him. But he puts you in positions where that's difficult to do.
Gordon talked about how important it was to get out of the gate quick, especially against this team.
Yeah, I mean, that's something we want to do all the time. It's not been, you know, our focus. We've been a team that almost at times just need to get hit, and then, oh, okay, you know, that they're going to, you know, the right cross is coming or the left hook is coming. And, you know, I think that's a maturity process when you get teams that just over time are prepared to play. We're a team that's still learning how to, that consistency at the beginning. We've had it at times. You know, we've had it. I don't think it's something that just we can't do or don't do. But I'd like for it to be more consistent. And sometimes it's the other team. A lot of times when we've come out, we've put so much pressure on our offense. Or I should say we've been poor offensively. We haven't made shots. And that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. So that said, you know, we want to have a good defensive first quarter. And, you know, hopefully making some shots allows that to happen.
A couple of months ago, we talked about things becoming habitual. Are you seeing things now becoming habitual with this team, or is it a constant reminder still?
I think it's a constant process. You know, that's kind of the definition of the word, right? I mean, once it becomes a habit, it gets easier. You don't have to think about it as much. But, you know, for those of us that have, you know, how are our New Year's habits going right now? It's not easy to form habits, especially when what you're trying to do habitually is not easy. You know, it's not hard. It's hard. It's not necessarily you wake up in the morning and say, I can't wait to do the shell drill today. You know, it doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen for me either.